So Ghost Potato is a game that was passed on to me when I lived in England by a colleague, and I don't know where he got it from. Whether it's an ancient game, I'm uncertain about that. But in Ghost Potato, a large group of people are divided up into two possible roles. One is ghost and the other is potato. The game is then played blindfolded or with closed eyes. Nobody can see anything. And the participants wander around a confined space. And when they bump into each other, they must gently whisper their identity to one another. So, for example, someone would bump into someone and then they'd just go, ghost. I like that, or potentially potato. Now, and then the rules of the game state that if a ghost meets a ghost and they exchange identities, then nothing happens. And if a potato meets a potato, then nothing happens. But if a ghost should meet a potato, then the potato dies. That is the rule of the game. And then all dead potatoes move to the side of the room next to the sensei or referee who's looking after the whole thing. And then when dead potatoes see live potatoes in danger of being caught by ghosts, they are encouraged to make the following sound. Whoa. Like that. Thus warning the still living potatoes or tubers that they are potentially about to be caught. That's Ghost Potato.
And who normally plays Ghost Potato?
Well, I understand all walks of life can attempt Ghost Potato, but it is a little dangerous. So I prefer to reserve it for sophisticated actors who understand the dangers of the imagination. And I think in my time, only one or two people have tipped over the edge and sort of lost themselves in the spiritual abyss that awaits them at the vortex, which is Ghost Potato.